genome of these viruses is highly conserved, meaning that it remains the same. But the new findings actually point to a change in the Bundibugyo jaw fingerprint or the genome. And there are very big implications for this. Mainly, of course, we have a number of plausible reasons that we think that the ecology where it is saturating could have changed, meaning that either it is now, we know it was living innocently in a particular species, we now think this could have changed. Number two, in the species where it is, possibly the virus, the Bundibugyo virus, is possibly facing pressure, meaning that maybe it's saturating in animals or animals where it may be causing disease, whatever, however subtle that could be.